Hi there, good morning. It's Mitch Gaynor, Managing Editor of the Sentinel newspaper and Glasshouse Country and Melanie News. It's good to be back again this week. Stories making news this week over at the Sentinel. We've got, most people like a road upgrade, but we've got a story about a group of locals who are about to get a bitumen road, but are saying, nope, they prefer it the way it is. So we talked to them about the reasons behind that. We've got a big congratulations going out to Caboolture team, Panik Kaur, who recorded a second at the Miss Teen Galaxy in Sydney last week. She's a really a great girl doing a lot of great things to help teens, empowering teens, you know, as they go through those awkward years. So we talked to her. We also have a story. These sorts of stories are always a bit bittersweet for me, but Narangbar, family that won $1 million in Lotto last week. And I don't know if anyone else saw this. If they were on Facebook, they might have. But there was a bit of consternation about a large amount of horse poo that keeps finding its way into the streets of Woodford, outside the Woodford Hotel, I believe. So we try and get to the bottom of that, so to speak. So there's plenty going on in the Sentinel. And over at the Glasshouse Country and Melanie News, well, the big news overnight is that the federal government is going to pitch in an extra $1.15 billion to make sure this railway from Biwa to Caloundra actually happens. So now, between the state government and the federal government, it's $5.5 billion, which I reckon is enough to build that 19-kilometre rail spur from Biwa, with a couple of railway stations thrown in for good measure, out to Kawana, which is Caloundra, rather, which is going to happen by the Olympics, which is obviously a really important deadline to meet. We talked to a bunch of volunteer organisations about the decline in volunteer numbers, and also, you know, getting to the bottom of why people can't, you know, find the time anymore. I think we're all very busy, and the cost of living comes into play for sure. And this weekend, from May 18, we've got the Open Studios happening across the Sunshine Coast, including the hinterland. And this is where all our creatives open up their doors to their studios and allow the public to come in and see all their incredible works as well. And as you may or may not be aware, it's Small Business Month. We talked to a bunch of small business heroes about their organizations and why you might want to go in there and support their local endeavors. So there's heaps going on there. Also, what's on, plenty going on in culture as well as sport as well. So that's coming up this week in our two newspapers. And thanks for talking. We'll see you again next week.